สิ่งที่ท่านได้ยินมานั้นไม่เป็นความจริง
What you heard is not true because General Prayut always says the Thai army belongs to the people, to all the people, not just one group. So after what happened during the past 6 months, the army tried for reconciliation. We tried to get the two sides to have a dialogue, and we had no intention of taking sides against any party.
When though was the coup planned? Because you can't do these things at the last minute. Surely there must have been quite a lot of planning beforehand.
So far as I know, there was no advance planning. Because if it were planned, that would be illegitimate. If you're wondering why this happened so smoothly, that was because forces were already deployed in the city. So when we declared martial law, there were already joint military and police forces in place in the area.
Why have you felt it necessary to detain so many people, even people making very small protests, are being taken away? 450 have been summoned. 170 plus have been arrested. It's much harsher than the last time the military intervened.
เพราะฉะนั้นที่บอกมาเรียกแล้วมาเอามากักขังหรืออะไรก็คงไม่ใช
่ The places these people have been kept are not really like places of detention. They're like guest houses. There are no barbed wire fences, and we have showed these places to human rights groups. We even broadcast pictures of them on national TV stations.We showed interviews with some of the summoned people. Everyone was satisfied with this. So what you hear is not true. Because as General Prayut always says, the military belongs to all Thai people, not just one group.
But this isn't just about inviting people in. I mean, people are being charged with very heavy crimes. People who've just spoken their views are facing charges of inciting unrest, computer crimes, many, many years in prison.And that's creating a climate of fear.
ผมเข้าใจว่าท่านคงได้รับข้อมูลที่ไม่ถูกต้องไม่ตรงนักเพราะว่าบุคคลที่ถูก
You've received incorrect information. None of the summoned people have been charged with serious offences. We only charge them with disobeying our orders. When these cases reach court, they will be processed in a normal legal way. You can have a lawyer, even in the military court. Many of them are on bail, like the education minister. This is a normal procedure.Nothing unusually strict.
But it's not a normal judicial process. They're going to military courts. The police have warned people that if they try to talk about protests on Facebook, they would be charged under Article 116, that's inciting unrest, 7 years in prison. These are heavy charges that hang over people.
สิ่งที่ท่านพูดนั้นอันนั้นก็คือกฎหมายปกติ
But these are civilian laws that existed before, not something from martial law.The punishment is to help make them more careful before they say something. I think you know about General Prayut's roadmap. First, we want to bring peace to the country, then continue to the second and third stages of the roadmap so the country can move forward. The penalties you mentioned are the highest punishments. When it gets to court, civilian or military, the punishment will not be that severe.
Parties linked to Thaksin Shinawat have won all of the elections in the last 14 years have now been pushed out by a coup twice. When you've finished your reforms of the political system, would you accept Thaksin Shinawat and his family still having a political role in Thailand?
คือถ้าตามรถแมพของพลเอกประยุทธ์ที่ท่านวางเอาไว้เนี
่ย Regarding General Prayut's roadmap, at the second stage, we will set up a council to discuss all kinds of reforms.Political reform is one of those issues, and it will not be as you think that we will pick people from just one group. We will select people from all walks of life, from every political party for our sessions, so we get the best possible outcome. When we reach the final stage, with a new election, reforms will have been completed. Everyone who is Thai and is qualified can take part in that election.Even the family of Thaksin Shinawat. You will see the way we run things. We are not hunting Thaksin as we did before. He's free to do anything. We would like to see him come back and fight the legal charges against him. If he is confident he can win, then he will be able to return to politics.